for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Don and Mike, best of from 2 to 3 every weekday afternoon, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. I don't have a lot of time, so let's get right into it here. It's Don and Mike, interview Jesus.com, the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Is this Jesus.com?
Yes, it is.
All right, now, here he is. You know, we wish we could have had you on yesterday for our Ass Wednesday show.
Wish I could have been there to help.
Or the day before, you know, when we did the
Fat Tuesday.
We sure got to look at his website, though, and you sure do look like, artist recreations of Jesus.
Well, now, first off, how did you possibly get the domain name Jesus.com? How long ago did you apply for that?
Well, back in 1994, just as Al Gore had been inventing the Internet, you could get any .com domain that you wanted to get.
And you just decided you'd get Jesus.com because you did back then? Did you look like Jesus also?
I've looked like Jesus for a while.
So listen, you're not really the Jesus, but you're a dude who looks like Jesus, and you have a web page where you are asking chicks if they would like to come down and take a shower and take a bath with you. How would you like to shower with Jesus? Do you pick up a lot of chicks based on the fact that you resemble Jesus?
Well, you would think that I would, but it's a little more complicated than that. Because of the nature of the Internet, I guess, it's kind of good and bad. The bad part is that I do meet a lot of women who aren't anywhere from around this area. The local women are a little timid. I do really well on the West Coast. I do well in Australia.
Oh, God.
I do well in the UK. Some of those are just impossibilities, though.
Have you showered with women from Australia?
No. Those connections are kind of difficult. I know I would be dating several times a week if I was in Australia.
All right, now, this guy is based in the D.C. metro area. You know, our show is nationwide, so perhaps you will get some response from girls in other markets. I see that Buzz has pulled up your webpage now. It's you. Is that you in a hot tub with chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus in a hot tub with chicks.
With one girl, he's caressing her there in the bathtub, in a big bathtub.
Really?
There's Jesus.
When was the first time you were told you resembled Jesus, our Lord and Savior?
Oh, I'm not sure. It was years ago. I sort of, kind of by default, let the hair grow, kind of let the beard a little bit out. And next thing you know, I guess also the way that I sometimes speak to friends in parables. Next thing you know, they're calling me Jesus. And so, who am I to deny the title?
And Jesus, what are you looking for? I mean, what is your ultimate goal?
This is kind of the reason why I ended up having the site. I'm into a lot of things. I guess I have an old soul, as they say. I would have been much more comfortable about 150 years ago. I'm into old philosophy. I'm into classical music. I'm not really that much into movies and pop stuff and that sort of thing. So from the very beginning, what I'm into and what I could share with somebody is kind of difficult to find today. So what I did is I made the site. And it allows me to talk about myself, talk about kind of what I'm into. The things that I'm looking for example, my cello music. You know, I'm into music of the classical variety, and I put that out there. I have a couple of sermons on there.
I think he's just looking to meet chicks.
No, it's not that simple.
I think he might be a nut.
Yes.
Aha!
Now, you have a lot of references to Germany. Are you German?
I have all sorts of European ancestry, and the Germans are an interesting group. Of course, you like their cars. Everybody knows they have good cars. I like their music and philosophy, but of course, there are parts of the culture I don't like, the food, for example.
Mm. Yeah, well, there would be another part of the culture that I would rate even worse than the food.
Yeah, I hope you're not into that.
We have a motto on the show, never forget.
Never forget.
Sure.
When speaking of Germany, right, Jesus?
Certainly.
Yes.
No fun for anybody.
So, Jesus, I mean, I asked the question again because I want to know, what is the ultimate goal? Do you want to meet Mrs. Jesus?
Certainly. That's the point.
See, I thought he wants to meet chicks.
Of
a special sort.
What?
Of a special sort, and that's the reason why it kind of acts as a filter. I am a very traditional, old-school sort of person.
Here's a great question. Jesus, describe your ultimate woman.
Wow. You drop it on me so...
Well, that's right. We'll take a physical description as opposed to all your, German philosophy.
Yeah, just tell us, how tall... What color hair, what color eyes, what measurements?
No, I'm not so focused on the physical nature. It's more I want her to understand the things that I'm into.
And are you into fat chicks?
I guess not as you phrase it that way.
So you wouldn't, Jesus, you wouldn't be with a fat chick?
It's, you're saying into as if that's the preference or something.
Well, no, like if there was a 350-pound woman who shared a lot of your likes, your dislikes, your love of the past, your love of classical music, would you engage in a, you know, a soap-down hot tub party with her?
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's a no.
Okay, so you really are looking for just good-looking girls.
Well, no, it's not just, because if I can't have a conversation with somebody and if we're not into the same things, then I can't go anywhere.
Did you ever watch the Drew Carey show?
No, I'm not too big on the media thing.
All right, well, they have a girl on that show called Mimi.
She's beautiful.
She's like a 400-pounder.
And a beautiful 400-pounder.
Let's say that this girl walked into your hot tub area and she had everything that you're looking for intellectually. She shared all of your beliefs, and she was your soulmate. Would you, Jesus, then choose her as your mate?
You're seeing mate as this wife.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think the wife thing is a trivial decision, but again, like if everything connects, then there's no problem with it.
All right. So Jesus, you are into fat chicks.
I'm not into. I'm saying a person is a person, and
how many women have you showered with?
I've only had that one. I'm actually very picky and selective with the whole process.
How many women have you been with in your life?
I don't know if Jesus should be talking about such things on the air.
Well, Jesus, don't speak about yourself in third person.
Jesus, what wisdom can you impart on us today?
Well, I guess if you look at the nature of society and how we have a great deal of insincerity, we sort of set up our own traps for ourselves. We're not happy, yet we go along and pretend that we are.
He's preaching, Don.
Jesus, who's going to win the Super Bowl next year?
I can't tell you that one.
All right, what football team do you, Jesus, root for?
Well, I'm a native to this area, and so as much as the Redskins suck, you try to hope that they're going to pull something out.
Hey, Jesus is into the Redskins. That's got to give a lot of people hope. Jesus,
I didn't even help them last year, though.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, do you watch Survivor?
No, not into the TV thing.
Mm-hmm. You're not into the TV thing.
So you're into classical music. You do follow football, though.
I know football, yeah.
Really? Jesus, do you have anything to do with... Lisa just brought me another page, another web page. I can't say the name of it on the air. It's www.godfword.com, and it says, we are rediscovering sexual freedom through God.
Wow.
Religious and philosophical tracts coming soon.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Are you affiliated with that website?
I can claim no affiliation.
No affiliation. Hey, Jesus?
Yes?
Describe your ideal Sunday morning.
Do you like white or red wine?
Depends on the meal, but I can go with a nice Merlot. Mm-hmm.
So what's your ideal Sunday morning, Jesus?
Do you get the shakes when you drive by a Home Depot?
No. Home Depots are pretty cool.
Are you a big brunch eater?
No, I don't do brunch that much.
Have you ever been to the Old Country Buffet?
Don't think I know that one.
All right.
Sunday morning. So, the sun is just coming up. The birds are chirping.
Yes, Jesus.
Are you an early riser? Oh, God.
Okay. What time do you get up on Sunday morning, Jesus?
On a good Sunday morning, if I'm going to catch the sun, I'll catch it right as it's coming up. I also like to sleep in sometimes till noon.
Hey, Jesus likes sleeping until noon.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, can't work too much on Sundays.
Really? You ever have any problem with redness or chafing?
No.
Okay.
Okay, good. Do you watch pornos, Jesus?
Sure, if you got any good ones.
Okay, you sound like kind of a normal guy.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jesus, when you made this website, if it wasn't to meet chicks and to take showers and baths with them, what really was the reason you put out a Jesus.com website?
So that very much was the reason. I'm just very selective with who I correspond with. It kind of works as a filter. And so what happens is I get about 10,000 visitors a day, and I'll get a woman who really understands, and we can start talking about every 10 days. So that makes her about one out of every 100,000 people who hits the site.
So you will actually communicate.
Oh,
Jesus,
sure.
Will communicate with one out of 100,000 women that contact you on that website.
Well, in terms of them understanding, getting it, appreciating it, there aren't that many people who see the world that I do and can really appreciate it in that way. And so this allows me to have a platform where I can meet the special women who are going to understand that.
Hey, Jesus, what do you do for a living, Jesus?
Do all sorts of tech work. You could say I generate intellectual property.
And, Jesus, what is your given name, your first name?
I'd rather not get into any of this stuff because I do have a lot of crazy people who send me death threats, and I'd rather not give them any information.
All right.
You know, I'm sensing some skepticism among the show here, and I'd like to remind you guys that there are only two people that believed in Jesus Christ, and that was the Roman centurion and the hooker. So what else is new?
There you go.
You're quoting Major Bill again.
I am indeed.
Thank you, Mage.
There you go. All right. Well, Jesus, we just wanted to say hi. We saw your webpage yesterday. We were fascinated by take a bath with Jesus, take a shower with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Do you walk around like shopping malls in your robes and stuff like that?
Not too often. Actually, because of the nature of me doing this, I have to have security with me. But the cool thing about this area is that when I do go out, everybody pretends as if I'm not there. They don't know how to react to it, so they just pretend it's not there. I'm like the crippled child or something they don't want to see is really part among them.
What do you say to those people, and I would imagine there are many, the people from the religious organizations who hate you and want to kill you? What do you say to them?
Well, you know, there's this message of tolerance that a man spoke about a few thousand years ago and how we should really love people in the world. And I'd want to remind them about that sort of teaching.
Okay, and before we leave, I would be remiss if I just didn't say to you, drop the crap. Your real name is Tom or Dick or Harry or Fred. You're just some dude with long hair who looks like Jesus Christ.
And you know that, right?
In some ways, what you're saying is true, sure.
No. In every way, what I'm saying is true. You're not Jesus. You're trying to take baths with girls because you look like Jesus, and that's okay with me.
That's okay, but we want to make sure you know that's really all it is.
Right?
Come on.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Very good.
As long as you're honest with yourself about that, thank you, and we would be glad to continue popping your website on the show, www.jesus.com. Have you been offered money by any religious organization to buy that domain name?
Several religious organizations have approached me. There was the best offer so far has been from a company in Norway. They were putting together a bunch of Christian portal sites or something like that. They offered $2.5 million.
Hmm. And you turned them down?
Well, I think the value of this one is $10 million or more. And
you should change your name to Idiot.
Do you think you're eventually going to get that $10 million?
Sure. If you look at organizations like Falwell, where they build these wonderful amusement parks, I think there's a lot more money in those coffers.
Well, he's a patient man, that Jesus.
So, Jesus, you're into money.
To the extent that you know, money exists and that's our reality, sure.
$2.5 million and you turned it down. That had to be hard to do, Jesus.
Well, people make offers all the time.
Really?
All right.
Wow.
Well, listen, Fred or Barney or whatever your real name is, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for at least admitting that, you know, you really know you're not Jesus.
Any parting words, Jesus? Anything you'd like to share?
Go with peace.
This is
that's very nice.
See, but that's such crap because he's just a guy who's trying to meet girls to get him into the bathtub with him.
Yes, he is.
But that's fine because you've admitted to that. Let me ask you this. Jesus, Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Coca-Cola.
Burger King or McDonald's?
We go with McDonald's.
Walmart or Target?
Can I say Target?
And a big one. Well, there you go. And a huge one for us. Jerry or Dick Van Dyke?
You got to go with Dick.
Yeah.
There you go.
I knew Jesus would go with Dick.
Yeah, well, he's an imposter.
Who's your favorite friend? Oh, you don't watch Friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
There he is.
Jesus. Yeah, I think a little of that. Too.
Right, Jesus.
Long way to go.
I mean, Jesus. I don't mean Jesus.
Right,
Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, Jesus. I think the guy's just trying to get laid off his website.
And hey, I don't doubt for a second that that's dangerous. What he's doing, you know that?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I'll kill you.
Listen, he's just some dude with long hair and a beard,
right?
Who wants to get girls to come take a shower with them?
Don, he's just a man with a dream.
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone.
All right, what's it saying on his website now, Buzz?
The same thing, although I do think I have an answer to your fat chick question. He says he has a lean swimmer's body and a six-pack, and he expects
the woman responding to the ad to also be in great physical shape.
Yeah, he danced around that one, but we know the truth.
Yeah, he only wants hot girls.
Right. I think so, yeah.
To take showers and baths with him at Jesus.com.
He does play the cello, and he likes long romantic walks and lying on a grassy field at night.
He's a horn doggy.
What a load of bull that guy is. He's just trying to get laid.
Right.
He is no different than that guy we sent to New York who jumped on that girl in the bedroom.
And who knows what it's like at the end. But, you know, there's that possibility. Well, there you are.
Okay. Time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK. Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Carb Counter.
Mr. Over-the-Top Carb Counter.
Brushing aside such follies as work and family, you wisely adopted carbo counting as your primary pastime.
I'm crazy for carbos.
From breakfast through dinner, you tirelessly record every precious carb, hoping it might all add up to your target number, zero.
Hold on to your dream now.
Was that artichoke you ate 13.5 carbs or 13.6? Better look it up while you help yourself to another package of bacon.
I like it.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Count of Monte Carbo, because the only thing better than meat and potatoes is meat and meat.
Mr. Over-the-Top
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Connecticut School of Broadcasting graduate and instructor Keith Van Allen. Let me ask you something. How are you planning to spend your summer? Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, here's a suggestion. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting is conducting a search for the next generation of radio and TV hosts, sportscasters, entertainment reporters, actors, behind-the-scenes people. Well, the list just goes on and on and on. Now, I know you've been thinking about it. Now it's time to make it happen. Call the Connecticut School of Broadcasting at 1-800-TV-RADIO. CSB has been around for 40 years training people.